The Comforter Revival International Mission brings to you The Word of Life by Sonny E. Oluide to escape humanity from being disqualified by the preaching of the message of Jesus Christ and Him crucified. As you listen to this message, may the Lord strengthen your spirit, renew your mind, and quicken your body in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you so much for all you have done for us. Thank you for your lifting. Thank you for your quickening. Thank you for your strength. Thank you for your abundance and grace and the gift of righteousness you have graciously granted unto everyone. Thank you for your blessed Lord. Thank you so much for this evening. Blessed be the name forever. Even tonight we trust, Lord, you will visit us afresh. You will refresh every one of us.
Amen.
You will strengthen us again.
Amen.
You will terminate every form of darkness of our life.
Amen.
And you bring an end to all our struggling in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Take us to the next level, O God.
Amen.
The next dimension of your operation tonight in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Awaken our spirit and visit our spirit afresh.
Amen.
At the end of it all, we will all lift our voice to glorify your holy name.
Amen.
Blessed be thy name forever.
Amen.
In Jesus' wonderful name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For his mercy endureth forever. Amen. For his mercies endure forever. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For his mercies.
Glory be to God in the highest. Amen.
I'm waiting to hear.
From you, Lord.
Send your word to us. By your mercy, send your word to us tonight.
We give you praise.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be thy name.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed and given
thanks. Amen.
Let's have a seat. You are welcome into his presence. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, tonight we want to see, we want to hear, we trust God for understanding that something deliberate will happen to us, that God himself will do for us what no man can do. Wherever God decided to lift any nation or any individual up, he always come to introduce himself to such person or to such nation. May we know and receive his introduction tonight. Now, let's get into our Bible. Let's open to Exodus chapter 3. We read verse 1 to 7 and possibly verse 13 to 15. Now, Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burned. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, and called unto him out of the midst of the bush, and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Draw not near hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. Verse 13. And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, the God of thy fathers, your fathers, has sent me unto you. And they shall say to me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thou shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. And God said, Moreover unto Moses, Thou shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. Tonight, we want to see and to know the memorial of God. The memorial of God. In the kingdom of God, there is something that God will never forget. In the kingdom of God, there is something that when God sees, he has to remember something. May God remember you tonight. You know, about 3 days ago, we were praying. Our brother led a prayer. He said, and the king could not sleep throughout the night until the book of remembrance was opened to a particular man. That gave me a thought. I went back home, disturbed, asking God, in all the books of the Chronicles, why should the king, God allow the king not to sleep because of a particular man? Friends, I think tonight, God will open a book of remembrance unto you. Listen to me. Wherever God decided to lift any personality or any nation, he always comes to them
by introducing himself to him. You know where we read? God performed a sign. The bush was burning, yet the bush was not consumed. Suppose we put this speaker now, we just throw inside fire. And the fire keep burning, and nothing happened to the speaker. I think some everybody would like to come and see what will cause it. And this speaker, at least outward the boss, was constructed with wood, or which is liable for burning. Now listen to me. You must have heard the story of many people that they enter into dangerous, no danger zone, but the danger could not endanger them. Abi? Because many of us say, in our nation now, if there is any nation that needs God urgently, it is now. It's Nigeria. Do you understand? No security anywhere. But I find out from the word of God, but there's something when God sees you, even though if the entire world gather against you, God will say, touch him not. May you enter that realm tonight. Listen to me. I'm dealing with a matter now. You see, on Friday, I was just somewhere and I read a text message. See, commune with your God very well. That is, commune with your God very well. Why did such message come in a time like this? I keep asking God. And on Friday we came here, we pray a prayer. God, make me to believe you, even as Jesus did. I mean, how many of you were here on Friday? Are you with me now? And again we pray, say, Lord, take me to the realm of the operation of God. How many of you were around? You don't remember? Now, listen to me. Listen to me. There is something that when God sees in you, even at the point of death, God will show forth. Are you with me now? Now, where we read, God showed Moses the reason why he could not allow the fire of affliction to consume the Israelites. Of which, if anyone will enter into that realm deliberately, no fire of affliction will be able to consume you. Are you with me now? Now, what is the memorial of God? That's the point. We have sung it for many years. But I trust God tonight, the revelation, knowledge of it will enter into your spirit. Say, I am the God of Abraham. I am the God of Isaac. I am the God of Jacob. What does it mean? This is an issue that gave me enough tough time I need to know so that I will not just be singing and be talking without knowing what I'm even saying. Now, wherever God visits any life, the first thing he does is to introduce himself. Do you understand the point now? And he says, this is my name forever. And this is my memorial to all generations. How many generations? Were you included? It means anyone that did not enter into that realm, it will be a wasted generation. But anyone that enters into that realm, his life cannot be wasted. Your life will not be a waste. Listen again tonight. I'm trusting God for understanding for you. This is my name forever. And this is my memorial unto all generations. Friends, God is not looking for worshippers. Are you with me now? God is not looking for what? Worshippers. Do you know whom God is looking for? God is looking for those who will love him. Are you with me now? God is looking for anyone on earth who will love him. As soon as God sees such person, he will say, okay, now, I have come. Who do I say God is looking for? God is looking for people that will do what? Love him. I'm not saying God is looking for those who will sing. I love you, Lord. That's not the issue. God is looking for those who will love him. Are you with me now? Eh? Listen to me. This is my name forever. And this is my memorial unto all generations. I think when I saw that, and Jesus came to a point in his early ministry, he remembered. He said, do you remember in the message of the bush burning? When God spake that God is the God of Abraham, he is the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. That God is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. I think Mark 12, verse 26. Not it, I'm just going somewhere and I'm going somewhere. Who did God looking for? No, I'm asking you, who did God looking for? Now, listen to me. Listen to me. Listen. Now, is it not surprise? If they throw this brother inside fire, real fire, burning, and nothing burn him, I think the whole world will come and see. Eh? I think a wise person should ask the man, what is the secret behind you entering into the fire and not being burned? I think that is what everybody will be looking for. Do you understand the point? Now, by the time this brother said, the only secret I know is this, so I think everybody, they didn't need any preaching more than that. Everybody will embrace that. Because nobody wants to be burned. Every fire of affliction around your life, may God quench them tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. See now. Now listen to me. Your wife may be giving you trouble. Your husband may be a troubler to you. The entire society may be your trouble. Listen to me. The only thing that will make God to preserve you in the midst of that trouble is for you to love God. Eh? Please give us Psalm 145 verse 20. Because we need to understand the principle of God. I say God is not looking for worship. I know what I'm talking about. Say, but Jesus said, a time will come, day that we worship God, will worship God. Is, I know what I'm saying. He's not looking for worshiper that doesn't really mean business. Eh? The Lord preserved all them that love him. Is that your Bible? Who did God preserve? If three persons are going, only one love God. Do you know at the time of accident, God will preserve that life? Are you with me now? Who did God preserve, please? Everyone that love God. May you be part of those numbers tonight. For this is my name forever. And this is my memorial to all generations. What is the definition of whom God is? See, God is love. When you hear the God of Abraham, mean the love of Abraham, the love of Isaac, and the love of Jacob. This is the reason why they became enviable in their own generation. Which I trust God, you will enter into that realm tonight. No matter your age, it doesn't matter. If you will decide, say, Lord, make me to be one of these people. Listen to me. I'm going somewhere tonight. Listen. The Lord preserved all them that love him. There is no any doubt about that. And when God defined whom God is, in 1 John chapter 4 verse 16, he said, God is love. So, nothing more than that. Do you understand the point? I'm dealing with the matter now. You see, the person you love, you would like to hear him. The person you love, you would like to go to him. The person you love, you would like to associate with that person. The person you love, you would not like to disappoint him. When you get to a point, you are in love with someone. All the mistakes of that person, you will overlook them. Are you with me now? Listen to me. And we know, we have known and believe the love that God had to us. God
is love. That is what it means. Anyone that will fall in love with God, God is ready to kill because of that person. Are you with me now? No. This is my name forever. And this is my memorial to all generations, not one. When I have to study the account of Solomon, there is one thing that makes God to keep visiting him. And Solomon loved the Lord. Is that your Bible? And Solomon loved. Then God came in the night. He visited. You know, many of us, we have offered a lot of sacrifices. Abi? Yes. But no visitation. Do you know why? That sacrifices was offered out of God's love. You see, maybe a preacher preached to you, you were moved. But when the genuine love moves your heart to do something, oh my God, God had no option than to step in. Eh? Can you give up 1 Kings chapter 3 verse 3? Yeah, good. And Solomon loved the Lord. That's his own divination. Seeking for wisdom and all of it, they are very important. But look at what God said. It's not in our Bible. And Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statute of David his father. Only he sacrificed the burnt incense in high places. Listen to me. Listen. Now, what is his own curriculum? What is his own CV there? You are not answering me. What is his CV? May I ask you a question? What is your CV before God? What is his own CV, please? I'm asking you again. What is your CV before God? Because your CV before God will make God either to call you or not. Please, ma, please. All of you are in a level of interview persons. When they submit up to 200 applications, when you check their CV, which one will you call for interview? No, answer me, please. Now, when God sees your CV and it's correct, and he knows that you really love him from your heart, he will invite you. You will now begin to dine with the kings. May that become your portion tonight. You see, we need to get to a point with God. Whether it meet dead, you say, Lord, I won't deny you. You know, all of us, we are sitting before God. Even though we have never typed it. But may I tell you, he saw it. Eh? I ask you this question again and again. What is your CV before God? You may go to church 10 times in a day. What God is saying is not your going. It is your CV. Did this person really love me? Is he searching for me with all his heart? When trouble comes, will he stay by my side? God is asking. And Solomon loved the Lord. Nobody was as rich as Solomon in the Bible days. Abi? Nobody. No one. He only had one CV. What is the CV? We were not told that Solomon went to Cambridge University. Is that with CV? Hi. We have many Cambridge certificates have been graduated today. Where are they? And Solomon loved the Lord. That's the only CV. Now, when God now said, look, Moses, I have come to introduce to you the secret. What makes the men of old to become giant? I am the love of Abraham. I am the love of Isaac. I am the love of Jacob. Now I have come. When you see them, when you meet them, tell them, this is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations, and they will obey you. when God gives you a voice, men will hearken to your voice. Wherever God meets you and gives you a voice, men have no option than to hearken to your voice. May God meet you and give you a voice tonight. Listen to me. Listen to me. Now, Moses, for Moses to be sure, when God met him, say, look, let me ask again whether I don't understand. What do I tell these people? And God repeated it again. That look, the only thing that made those people not to burn, it is because I remember. The love of Abraham for me. The love of Isaac for me. Please, can you give us verse 23 of chapter 2 so that you understand where I'm going? Exodus 2, verse 23. And it came to pass in the process of time that the king of Egypt died, and the children of Israel sighed by reason of the bonding, and they cried. And their cry came up unto God by reason of the bondage. Is that your Bible like that? Look at, give him the next verse, please. And God heard their groaning. And God remember. Listen. And God remember his covenant with Abraham, his covenant with Isaac, and his covenant with Jacob. What is that covenant? There is no law without a covenant. Friends, in your situation now, the only thing that God will remember to come down to your head is not your crime. What did he remember, sir? Oh my God. What did God remember? The reason why God has not allowed you to die before today, despite all what you have passed through, is because he remembers something. Thinking and knowing that, maybe tonight, you will decide. You say, Lord, wherever you want me to be, I will be. Whatever you are demanding from me from now, it is yours. You see, when a person got to that point, the lifting has just begun. And I say to you tonight, your lifting will begin. Irrespective of those fire of affliction, fire of trouble that surround your life, you will be preserved. Moses said, what could make these people not to be bound? And God shows you, look, there is something for if you also will enter into that realm, something else will happen to you. Are you with me now? Please, can you get to Genesis chapter 26, verse 24? When God wants to lift Isaac up, he introduced something to him. If you will love me as your father loved me, then your lifting, nobody can stop it. Your expansion, nobody can stop it. Your greatness, nobody can stop it. Are we in verse 24? And the Lord appeared unto him the same night and said, I am the God of Abraham, thy father. What did he introduce to him? Abraham loved me. I am the love of Abraham, thy father. Fear not, don't be afraid, for I am with thee. And will bless thee and multiply thy seed. For my excuse me, praying for blessing is good, but loving God is the best. I will bless you and multiply you and thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake. Hi, Kai, may God take us to that point. If Jesus tarry and you are still living, when God will take you away, what God will do to your life, generation will be blessed by them. That's the point we are raising. Is that your Bible like that? When God wanted to lift Isaac, he said, look, let me introduce what caused the lifting of his father to him. If he will embrace this, then, when God wanted to lift up Peter, what did Jesus ask him? Peter, do you love me? God always comes to us with that. Is your heart actually with me? I think in John, is it John 21, verse 15 to 17? please, please, bear me out quickly. Bear me out, bear me out. Because something is happening to someone now. I know your lifting has just begun. Irrespective of your years of toiling. Tonight, I mean tonight, tonight. As we made up your mind to enter into that realm, God will say, I'll find where I'm going. So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than this? He said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my lambs. What message do you think that Jesus sent him to feed the people with? The same message. That if only you can love him. The kingdom of God means the kingdom of his love. Nothing more than that. Eh? No. Look at verse 16 quickly. He said to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my sheep. The next one. He said unto him the third time, because Peter didn't understand what God, Jesus was saying. He wanted to be sure. He won't really want to be sure. Every other thing that makes things to work in the kingdom of God, they are in the womb of this very one. No faith can work without the love of God. No way. Because see, faith worketh by love. I think Galatians 5 or 6. Faith worketh by what? He asked him three times. Do you know why? Do you know why? How many times did Peter deny Jesus? Do you know why he could deny him? The love of him have not entered him. All our denial of God, anytime, any day, it is because his love has not entered. When he enters, literally you do things that people is expecting now. But faith works, which worketh by what? By what? Eh? Is that your Bible? It didn't say faith which worketh by singing. Not faith which worketh by preaching. Not faith which worketh by going to churches. What is faith now? Faith that worketh by. There is something in you that make your ways and your activity become acceptable in God's sight. Is that your Bible? No. And God sent the Holy Ghost. Say, look, as I give you the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, one of his assignments, he is so shed for to pour the love of God into our heart. I think in Romans 5:5, and hope that make it not ashamed because the love of God has been shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Is that your Bible like that? Now, I'm going somewhere now. When God decided to leave Jacob, to lift him up, the same question came. Eh? Genesis 28, verse 13. Because we need to understand this matter very, very well. Eh? Friends, are we together? Virtually every day, I cry in God's presence. I will just cry. When I see my inadequacy, I began to cry. I begin to ask him for his grace. Grace, thy grace alone is all I plead for. Grace to serve you are I Lord. Oh grace to love you. Oh grace, grace alone is all I plead for. Oh yes, grace to serve you are I Lord. Oh grace. Oh, grace to love you more.
to pray. In this wicked generation, Lord, preserve me. And God answer me. You don't need prayer for that. If only you will love me, you will be preserved. That was the day that Psalm 145 verse 20 came to my own heart. Your preservation is rooted in your love for God. I think we have read it. Now, look at when God wanted to lift up Jacob. When he was leaving his father's house to a strange land, God appeared to him and said, and behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it and to thy seed. Is that your Bible? For 20 years, this man was under tension. Yet, what entered into his heart, may God to preserve. I pray for everyone tonight. From today, even when you enter into fire, the preservation of God will preserve you. You know, for many years we struggle for different things. No. This is what we take everything. Is that your Bible? Whenever God wants to lose any life, he said, look, this is me. If only you will agree. And when you read your Bible again and again, whenever God sees a life that really hard for him, love him, he will be sharing his secret with such a person. Do you remember when God visited Abraham? He said, can I hide the thing that we do from Abraham? He was asking that question. He said, can I hide? And now, give us Isaiah 41 as we are trying to planning to round up now. Verse 8. Isaiah 41 verse 8. But thou, Israel, art my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. God say Abraham is his friend. Kai. The seed of Abraham, my friend. Do you remember Jesus say, you are my friend if you do what I say? Is that your Bible? Please. All generations, God said, this is my memorial to all generations. When you love God, to obey him becomes easier. Sometimes when I look at what is happening in the world, serious. You see some men will labor on some lady, sponsor them in their university. After university, say, look, you are a businessman, you didn't go to school, I won't marry you again. They will leave. What is making them to sponsor such lady that time? The love of not of God. And the person disappoint. But you, no one can love God and receive disappointment. It's not possible. Abi, we are going to pray tonight. We are going to pray here tonight. Seriously. We still have about 15 minutes, 17 minutes to go. You will see that for God to say, Abraham, you are my friend. I will be sharing all my secrets with you. I think that one is more better than having another thing. Was he a poor man? Why? Why do you think that God make him to be rich like that? Is his love? Let me tell you one thing about riches. It's not actually answerable to hard work. It's answerable to wise work. When God gives you wisdom on how to handle things. Friends, the security in your office, they are highly paid. No, yes or no? You know, whenever you are entering the office, they seem as if they shouldn't open the door for you. In the eyes of men, security do enough work, Abi. Opening, closing. Opening, closing with strength. You see, the manager will just do hand like this. And do you understand? Now, what's the difference between their works? One is using wisdom. The other using what? See me, see my muscle here. I've developed enough muscle to carry weight. When I got to FMC the other day, I saw them in uniform. I said, look at this one. You don't know where to do a lot there. You came to hospital again. Friends, let me tell you this. Sorry. Both soldiers, police, civil defense, any uniformed men, they are vigilantes. They only give them a different name. Abi? Road safety is only guiding the road. It's another advanced name for vigilante. That's the truth. You are done with me again. Eh? Is that true? Some are guiding vehicles. Some are guiding your movement. Don't move too fast so that you won't crash land. What is your name, please, originally? Eh? As much to kill some of them on the road. Did the government stop activity because of them? Listen to me. Do they give them ceremonial burial? Those they kill on the road. But if a governor go, if she judge go, what would they do? Ceremonial. What are you talking about? I'm not saying go do a lot of their work. Continue. That's your own what you choose. But I'm telling you some things now. If you will love God, God will give you wisdom to do what is best. That's the point I'm raising. Please. I'm not against you because you say, he can't pay me salary. Go and collect your salary on the road. That's not my problem. But listen to it. Listen again. When God was giving Joshua the handing over note through Moses, he said something that I will conclude with. Doing the will of God without the love of God is impossible. It's what? It's impossible. Deuteronomy chapter 30. Sorry for a police officer here. You are an officer. But let me tell you, you are a vigilante officer. If you are a military officer here, you are simply a senior vigilante officer. Thank God the message is going everywhere. Let them know. Because if an officer that loves God, will he collect bribe? So what are they talking about? Because when you love God, the proof of your love for God is that you will obey him. I went in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 6 to 8. And the Lord thy God will circumcise thy heart and the heart of thy seed to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, that thou mayest live. Is that your Bible like that? You know, Deuteronomy was an handing over note to Joshua. Look. Moses said, I'm about to be taken away. These are the events that happened for 40 years. They just summarized and say, hand over to him. Look at verse 9. Verse 7. And the Lord thy God will put these curses upon thy enemies and on them that hate thee, which persecute thee. Because of what? You love God. When you love God, any evil plan that the enemy planned against you will bounce on their head. That is the law. That is what? The law. Don't be afraid. Don't fear anybody. When they say they are ready to kill you, just keep loving God. You will see how God fights. He always fight battle and won battle. Nobody can defeat him. Only fall in love with him. Now, verse 10, verse 8. And thou shalt return and obey the voice of the Lord and do all his commandments which I command thee these days. Are you seeing the law? Nobody can faithfully obey God if he has not first fallen in love with God. This is my name forever.
And this is my memorial unto all.
What God will never forget. Memorial means he will never forget. He will only remember.
Can somebody now go and slap the wife of this governor? No, no. As far as the governor, can somebody go and slap his wife? Eh? Even though a madman in the street, when the woman is passing, no. No, try it. The governor doesn't need to come out. It's to send in entry. We are killing. That's all. You know, when you fall in love with God, when the devil is coming to attack you, only what God did is to send his angel, execute them. This person is my name forever. It's my memorial. I have to remember him. That is the law of God. Do you understand the point? Eh? I think nobody can enter your house now as a family man here, as a married man, to come and beat your wife in your presence. Will you allow that? Eh? Come and try it in my house. You will know that God has two faces. Eh? For 7 days, they won't know where you are. Eh? You know what he said? When some demon doesn't hear go, he will hear king. Hey! Just come and embarrass. I will lock the door. Just stay. Keep embarrassing. Oh yeah, bro. Now, bro. All of you come here now. Now, let me tell you. If you as a man will not stay for anybody to embarrass your wife in your presence, what do you expect when a man falls in love with God? God can go to any length for the sake of anyone that falls in love with him. May God make you one of the candidates tonight. This is my name forever. And this is my memorial unto all generations. What a great thing. How many of you love the description of the word of Solomon when you read your Bible? How many of you want to be in that position? Everybody. What is his own CV? Will you please love the law? When that happened, then all other things that Solomon had, you have access to them. That is the law. The first thing when somebody loves God is to give himself to God. When you give your heart to God, will your resources not follow? Do you know in your office? I know some of your brethren that God has helped them, blessed them, and placed them in the office of ushering to usher. They used to count your offering in your church. Know some people, if you look very well, when they want to bring offering. Today, by the grace of God, anointing is moving. Operation, lift all your offering. Wait it to the Lord. You will see men. They do that. Is it true? No, I'm asking. Is it true? They do like this. They are now changing. Some of our preachers, they really love you actually, but I can't do that. Eh? They say, change your offering so that you can change your suffering. All of this, they are just trying to let you know that you are a stingy person. They are trying to see whether what God will say to them can actually destabilize your stinginess. Abi? You are not with me again. But when you see a man that loved, when Solomon loved the Lord, what did he do? He went and offered in high places. Who told him? The Lord was driving him. Don't you know how many Richard car you abide for girls and boys around you? In the name of love? Even if your own soul know how Richard car, say, don't worry. Some of you men, when you get to a restaurant to eat food. Eh? See the guest. Leave the chain. Leave the, no worry. No, he don't get sense. He said, let him have it like that. No! Is that not true? No. Have it. Somebody that have money, is they have it. Maybe your mother is carrying firewood in the village. You have not sent anything to your mother for the past 2 months. You are telling one girl, someone say, have it, have it, don't worry, don't worry. Worry! Stop that! Ah! There must be a change. What will God see in order to preserve your life from danger? I am the God of Abraham. I am the God of Isaac. I am the God of Jacob. Some of us now, when in your certificate, the age that is there is not your original age. Abi? Somebody that here get gray hair more than me. He say he's 32 years. Uh-uh. So for them not to know that I have grown gray hair, it low cost. Sometimes it is ugly. We call it. Say don't worry. I just like that style. Don't like that style. You are truly telling people that look. I don't want people to. Somebody told me that say can't you dye your hair? I say for what? Have you forgotten that the Bible says thou shalt not turn your hair to black or white? Leave it there. Is it crying? I don't dye my hair because God said, no, you can't change your hair. The Bible said it, that's why I'm not doing that. Have you already your Bible? Matthew chapter 5 verse 36. Did he not tell you like that? Want to pray. Are you seeing your? Is it in your Bible? They are not answering me. Is that in your Bible? For me now to go and turn my hair to black when it's already white, am I obeying God? Sorry, I want us to pray. What is that prayer tonight? Help me to love you. You know, at a point, your love for God may be faltering. Something may have cracked it. But I'm trusting God tonight. We are going to pray that God should cement every area that your love for Him has been cracked. Stand to your feet. Are you blessed tonight? Should we continue the meeting? Not all of you agree with that. Let's pray. Can you say, Father, help me to love you all the days of my life? Just pray that prayer. Pray. God will help me. Maybe by next Sunday we may continue there. The memorial of God to all generations.
Father, help me to love you all the days of my life.
Help me.
Help me, Lord, to love you all the days of my life.
And Solomon loved the Lord.
All the days of my life.
Any other activity that follows will be acceptable. That's the only thing that can terminate your suffering. Help me to love you with all my heart and with all my soul, with all my mind and with all my strength. Thank you, Jesus.
Help me to love you, Lord.
In Jesus, Christ's name. We have prayed. Amen. Finally, you are going to pray. Father, touch my heart and saturate my heart with your love. I think if you can pray that, you ask something that motivates you to do something. Because that's the only motivation from God.
Saturate my heart with your love.
When God saturates your heart with His love, things change. Your experience with God changes. Thank you, Father. Lift up your two hands as you pray. Father, we trust you. We have asked you grace to love you, to serve you aright, and to love you more. Let every heart here be saturated afresh with your love. In the name of Jesus Christ. When a man loves God, God preserves such life. God always visits such life and makes such life to be His friend. May God make you His friend from tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. His friend that will not like to hide anything from. That from today, God will no longer hide what He's about to do.
from you anymore. In the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray for everyone now. All your secret weeping, may God terminate them right now. May this encounter not stop here. May this encounter continue as you keep walking with Him. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, gracious Father. In Jesus' name we pray. And let the beloved of the Lord say, friends, before they sit down, have your seat. Just give us 2 minutes. Before the, as we round up, please, all those who are less than 50 years, for less than 50 years, please just wait behind. Please, we want to just, because the third Saturday of this month, we'll be having our youth meeting here. By the grace of God. You are not even happy. You say this man, no worry. Are you hearing? Say you hearing? I'm talking to you. Were you aware? Be aware now.
We trust that you have been blessed by this message.
For more of our messages, visit our website www.thecream.org.ng
or call the following numbers for more inquiries:
081-3553-7845,
080-6061-8421,
070-6227-0070,
081-3291-4775. Jesus is Lord.